When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We now return to the Mike Calter Show on 102.5 The Bone.
.707 on the Mike Calter Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Bobby Kelly coming into town today. He'll be at Sarasota's McCurdy's Comedy Theater this weekend. I'll be with him both nights. Pitbull Toddler is playing a charity gig early on Friday. And then we are headed out to Sarasota. I'm looking forward to playing, I believe it or not. I feel like this is I feel like there's no pressure on this one.
Get it?
What's Bobby doing? Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday?
Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. Mm. It should be a fun time.
I will be Saturday. I'll be out at Ruth Eckert Hall doing the stage announcements for David Spade. And our friend Katie Pedretti said, hey, I just want to make sure you have all the info and what time and da-da-da-da-da. And I said, yep, I'll be there. I'm ready to go. Just one step closer to me and David Spade becoming best friends.
Yeah.
And she wrote back, I'm sure David is looking forward to it.
Almost got in a fight yesterday.
Oh,
Katie Pedretti?
Oh, she's so sweet. How can you do that?
She would be able, to take you down.
I mean,
she'd probably double leg you.
If I was wearing my flip flops. No, I went to the mall. I very well could be a listener. I don't know. I went to the mall with my wife, and I don't go in the mall. She just runs in, and I wait outside, but she wanted to grab lunch, so I said, okay. So I parked in a spot, and it's really, I gotta tell you, it's hard with that truck. It sits up so high sometimes to judge things, and I have a front alarm and a back alarm, like when I'm going to hit something, the front alarm didn't go off, and I, as I was pulling into the spot at a half a mile an hour, I bumped the car in front of me, and didn't even realize I'd bumped it, but there was a guy in the passenger seat, and he went crazy. He was like waving. I go, all right. I barely tapped to relax. So I get out of the car, and he jumps out of the car, and I go, it was an accident. And he and I look, I go, come and look at your car. There's no damage. And he's like, I mean, what are you doing? I go, it was an accident. Relax. And he's then finally I go, oh, I go, now you're being an asshole. I said, you wanna get it crazy, you get it crazy. And then I go, it was an accident. I'm sorry I hit your car. And he goes, thank you. And I went, all right, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
But I could tell, I told my wife, this is a perfect, everybody wants to be a gangster till it's time to be a gangster. Because I got out of the car, and I was like, relax. And he got out of the car, and then you realize it's over for him at this point. He's doing nothing. Mm-hmm. He did not expect a giant to get out of the car. Now, I'm not saying he couldn't have beat me up or anything. He just realized at this point he was in too far. You know.
Yeah, but also, just think about if that was reversed to you, and the guy got out and said, relax. You'd be like, what, don't tell me relax. Yeah. You just hit my car.
But he was he was going crazy in the car, like as if I had pushed him out of the parking
spot. Right. Yeah. You just
I looked at him, and I gave him the, I'm sorry. Way I go, I'm sorry, I got out of the car. I go, I'm sorry, I didn't realize. And he started going crazy. I go, okay, relax.
Yeah.
Let's not get crazy.
Galvin hit my car in the driveway. Yeah. I was very relaxed.
You are. I told him, I go, hey, Gio, I bumped your car. I go, come look at it. I'll pay for anything, whatever.
Well, you know what this guy said to me? He goes, yeah, but what if I wasn't here? I go, what if you weren't here? First of all, you're a passenger in the car. It's not even your car. And second of all, if you weren't here, I would have done the same thing because there's no damage to your car.
Yeah.
Relax.
If you weren't here, I would have pretended like I was writing a note. You ever see those where somebody leaves the note on the car and says, hey, somebody saw me hit your car, so I'm writing this note. Sorry about that.
And
just left that. Oh,
my poor mom, somebody hit her car in the parking lot and really messed the fender up pretty bad. And she came out and they didn't leave a note or anything.
I was watching, I love watching YouTube. I just love randomly scrolling through and finding different stuff. But they have a lot of arrests on there. A lot of people that...
Like body cam footage.
Yeah, body cam stuff. And they pulled up on this guy who was from New York, who was down here in Florida, who was vacationing, and they had his truck on video because it happened at like a grocery store or Publix or something, and he walked out of the Publix and saw a car, walked around it, and then just keyed the whole thing.
I saw that.
Yeah,
I'll never do that.
Well, do you know why he did it?
No.
Trump sticker.
Yep.
Yeah, right. That's so.
Two things. It's dumb to have a Trump sticker on your car because that's
dumb to have any sticker. Yeah,
yeah. And then two, the way they were like, "Do you recall Tuesday?" Blah blah blah. And he's like, "No, I don't think so." This that. But then he immediately admitted it.
Yeah,
because he knew that he was just completely busted. His wife was so mad at him.
Yeah. It was a "Let's Go Brandon" sticker.
Oh, "Let's Go Brandon." Yeah. That's what. Yeah, it was. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right. Yeah.
Idiot.
So yeah, but just so like, and that gets you so worked up that you have to key that car.
If you don't think you're gonna get caught, but you don't realize a lot of these cars now have cameras all on them. You know?
Well, have you seen the guy that has like a Trump sign in his yard and he set it up to like electrocute people? Because people kept stealing his sign.
Great move. I wish I had those skills.
Yeah.
So what time is it? I want to have something I want to do to Bobby, but 7, I don't know. 12. Plus, you listeners will probably rap me out.
Oh.
Right, I'm going to tell you anyway. Oh, you do. 7, 8, 9, he can't be listening, right?
Nah.
What time does his plane get in?
10 o'clock.
Nah.
10:03. Yeah, he's definitely like on the plane, but he might be listening.
Probably not.
So I bought this thing. I saw it advertised on Facebook or something, and I bought it. It's a tiny little thumb drive.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
And it fits into a USB port, or you could plug it into a USB plug and stick it in the wall. And you could program it to the intermittent times, and it's a cat meowing, and it goes, meow. But it does it like every minute or every 3 minutes, meow. And I want to try and plug it into his hotel room this weekend. Oh, wouldn't that be great, though?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if he's like, where is this coming from?
He is going to end up calling police or maintenance, and they're going to end up smashing a wall down thinking there's a cat inside the wall, dude.
Oh, cat in the wall. I played this game.
It's true.
I know it's in here.
Yeah.
I bought it and I'm just sitting on it. I was waiting for the right time to use it, and I think I'm trying to bust it out this weekend.
They've got another one that does the sound of a cricket chirping.
Yeah,
every couple minutes.
That's even worse because I'll be sleeping and I know he's gonna be like, "Dude, there's a cricket in my room. It won't shut up. It's been chirping for a half hour." I'm looking forward to being out there this weekend. And I haven't been to Sarasota in a while. Haven't gotten away from my family in a while. So
nice. Yeah.
You have a little coffee date over there.
Yeah, we can go for coffee.
What would you do if you showed up with three guys or two guys?
She'd be like, "What's up with the gangbang? Let's go."
Hey,
like, all right,
hey, man, Spanish, said you want to talk about books?
I don't think that would be the first move. No, I've never done that before, but you know, why not?
What if this woman is like, "I totally want to have sex with this queer, just wants to talk about reading"?
Yeah.
Could be a possibility.
Yeah,
could definitely be a possibility. I don't think so.
And then
though.
He said he's not ready for it.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
And our friend like, "Well, didn't you realize it when he was wearing a pink polo shirt?"
Yeah. I didn't say I wasn't ready for it. I'm choosing not to have sex with somebody that I don't know.
Well, yeah, but you're not ready to have sex
with someone I don't know. Yeah.
So, I got an idea. What if somebody you did know was like, "Let's have sex"?
Like who? What do you got? Somebody if I've already had sex with?
Or just somebody you've known for a long time.
Yeah.
That's so dumb.
No, it's a personal place.
What?
Personal decision. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying it's dumb for you. It's dumb for me. I wouldn't want that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You would have sex right now with like an ex girlfriend.
Oh, I don't know about ex girlfriend, but somebody along those lines. Yeah, like somebody that I dated briefly before that I had sex with. Yeah.
Or somebody that you just liked and didn't hook up with, but
no, I would have wanted to. I've already hooked up with her. I don't want to have sex with somebody that I haven't had sex with that I'm just meeting again that I saw 5 years ago. You know what I mean?
I can't wait until 6 months from now. Or like you were like, "Hey, remember when I went that phase where I wouldn't want to have sex with anybody?"
I don't think that's going to happen.
100%.
No, I don't think 100%. No.
Yeah, but once you guys share a biscotti, you can you know each other at that point.
You do know me, Gio. Thank you.
Jesus. Yeah. Let's check in with Calvin. He has today's news.
And now, news with Galvin on the Mike Calta Show.
What do we have in news today, Galvin?
Today's news is brought to you by Pelt Shoes. If you don't know, Mother's Day is coming up. It's happening on Sunday, May 12th. So if you want to get your mother or your mother in your life, whether it be your wife or whoever it is, you want to get her something nice, get her something for Pelt Shoes. Maybe she has some shoes she's been eyeing there. She's like, "Ooh, I want to get those heels or those boots or those sandals or whatever." You can stop into Pelt and buy them for her. Or if you're not really sure, you could always get a Pelt gift card. That way they can go in and select them themselves. Pelt has 6 locations throughout Pinellas, Sarasota, and Fort Myers. And don't forget, Sunday, May 12th is Mother's Day. So surprise the mom in your life with the Pelt shoes today. Stop in there. Make sure you tell them Galvin from the Mike Kelter Show sent you.
I will be traveling on Mother's Day. Oh, my wife gets nothing.
Nothing. Oh, nothing. I don't like it.
Because even if I got her flowers, she'd have to carry the flowers back with her. She don't want that. We'll just do it another time.
At least a card, though.
Handmade.
I mean, I'm in L.A. Where am I going to go? Going to go to L.A. Walgreens?
Write her a note.
Oh, yeah. Write her a note. They don't have them there.
No, but what I'm saying is then why I give it to her in the hotel. We leave at 8 o'clock in the morning and be like, hey, good morning. Here's your happy mother.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. You went out of your way to get her a card.
Yeah.
Or bring one with you. Just buy it today and pack it in your luggage and do that. You know?
No, you're fine, man. Don't worry about it.
Thanks. Yeah.
I'm glad I'm listening.
Good luck with your coffee dates in the future.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I'm glad I'm listening to my own advice now.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Well, you, come on. Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah, you do.
I know what's
you
up.
Do. Yeah.
I know what's up.
I can have sex with her because I know her.
Yeah, well, that's but you're not going to get her a card. I mean,
hundreds of faculty and graduate student workers rallied yesterday afternoon outside Columbia University's only open entrance, protesting the university's decision hours earlier to send police on campus to arrest more than 100 pro-Palestinian demonstrators. Protesters held signs including no cops on campus as police entered and exited the campus gates just feet away. Others held signs calling for the university president to resign.
Yeah.
The NYPD announced almost 300 arrests had taken place on Tuesday at Columbia and City College hours before Los Angeles police in riot gear swept onto UCLA's campus to break up a violent melee between dueling protesters as opposition to Israel's war in Gaza continued to roll through universities across the nation. Locally, four current students at the University of South Florida were among the 10 people arrested on Tuesday after pro-Palestine protest on campus, according to the university. Out of the 10 arrests, four are current students, two are former students, and four have no affiliation with the university.
Yeah, which is interesting to me that they chose to protest over there at the university when they had nothing to do with it, but they are all people who I believe are of Palestinian descent or something, you know, and that I looked at their names, it's, you know, trying to figure that out.
I think it's a high traffic area. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
I guess you go downtown.
But still, also, you know that that's kind of where it's happening right now. In fact, in UCLA, they're flashbanging and tear gassing right now, trying to break up what's going on in the UCLA camp that's been set up over there that's still going on. So you got the USC one who was kind of broken up. Now you got the UCLA one. You got the ones in New York. It's getting really out of hand.
Yeah, USF was nothing compared to this.
No, Chad Cronister went and took his shirt off and did it by himself.
they tried to come back yesterday, I guess, for a while, and then they got on campus for a little bit and then had to leave.
I watched that video. The minute that gas came out, they were like, later.
Yeah.
They had no nuts for the bad stuff.
Nah.
And what are they accomplishing by doing this?
I don't know.
Yeah. You're getting eyes on the cause. Yeah. You know what I mean? So you have people seeing what's going on. Because I'm sure plenty of people before this week didn't really know what was going on or anything. And, you know, whether they're, you know, on your side or against you, but it's at least getting, noticed by the rest of the world.
So, the New York mayor said that he believed that it was outside agitators and actors and people that had been hired mixed in with them. And sure enough, they did facial recognition and they picked up a couple of known agitators.
I forgot they could do that now with that AI stuff.
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah. They had one woman who's been known to get all these things fired up. Yeah. Yeah. They were showing a couple of pictures last night on the news.
Man, well, that's wild.
It's bold for the mayor to come out and say that.
Yeah.
And then when they asked him about it, he was like, yeah, we have information. He goes, we have technology that points that stuff out. He goes, we didn't just say it to say it. He's like, we are able to see that.
It's wild. They're like professional agitators that just go from.
Also a job I think I'd be good at.
Yeah.
Professional agitator.
The best job for you in the world.
They're just there to stir it up.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how to push it to the line and not cross the line, though. I need some more training.
We got this guy that will just come in and into the parking lot and he'll bump your car.
Yep.
When you get mad at him, he tells you to relax. That's a good move. That's a good agitator.
I'd like to point out, I apologize. Yeah. I apologize.
Relax.
Then you called him a-hole.
Yeah.
Well, I said to him, I go, look, I can't. I got out of the car. Right. I checked it. And I go, now you're acting like an asshole.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
A ban on abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy took effect in Florida last night, just after midnight. Before that, the state had been a refuge for abortion access in the South after the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. Florida banned abortions after 15 weeks in 2022, but the vast majority of its neighboring states had stricter restrictions. So more than 9,300 people traveled here last year for abortion care. That's more than double the number in 2020, according to data. Around 84,000 abortions were performed in Florida last year, about 1 in 12 nationwide. Florida's new law will curtail that trend. It is now a felony in the state to perform or actively participate in an abortion after 6 weeks of gestation, which is about 2 weeks after a missed period. The ban has exceptions for rape, incest, and human trafficking up to 15 weeks of pregnancy. State law also allows abortions to save a woman's life or prevent, quote, substantial and irreversible physical impairment. But doctors might still worry about their legal ability. Liability, rather.
6 weeks is insane.
That's ridiculous.
It's insane. You don't even know you're pregnant sometimes.
Yeah, like, I don't understand.
They should change it to, what was it? What were the exceptions?
For human trafficking, incest, and rape.
And drinking.
That's
where they can go, hey, we banned it, but this guy was drinking.
Yeah.
Or a girl.
And did we, I thought the people were supposed to get to vote on this. I didn't realize that it was just DeSantis was deciding. Yeah. I thought it was supposed to go
it's
to a vote for,
time,
yeah. I don't know. That's wild to me.
It's insane.
Yeah,
it's
I
insane.
Don't get it.
It's insane.
It's 2024.
Yeah. Like, everybody should have their own choice, man.
Right.
Yeah, and yeah. Because think about it. You have one night where you have, you made some, you didn't even make a bad decision. You just let one slip through the gully, and it was an accident. And now you're like, oh, I'm not in a position to have a child. I can't do this.
Yeah.
Right. You know, so I have to just take a pregnancy test every week just to check? Because, you know, if I ever go past that 6 weeks or something
like
that.
You got to leave the state.
But also, if you do everything, and obviously the only way is, you know, abstinence and not do it like Spanish is doing.
Yeah. Right.
Spanish is doing his part.
Well, yeah.
You use protection and stuff. Protection is not 100%.
No.
So you could be doing the right things, but still get pregnant and be like, oh, well, that, you know, I tried not to. It's not like I was just out there like, hey, here we go. Come and get it.
There's teenage pregnancies that happen all the time. And now they have to, you know, they don't have the choice.
I got a girl pregnant in college and I would have twins right now if she didn't get a smushmortion. Yeah, bro. Yeah. Could you imagine?
No.
Could you imagine? Yeah.
You were in no position to have a child. How old are you in college?
19.
No position. Yeah.
None whatsoever.
That would have been terrible for you, the girl, and the kids.
Yeah.
Have they come back and haunted you yet?
Sometimes.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not fun.
No, I've only gotten one girl pregnant twice.
Yeah. What's that?
I only got one girl pregnant twice.
Yeah, smart.
That's it.
Smart. The girl that I was seeing stopped taking her birth control and didn't say anything.
Who wants your baby that bad?
I don't think she wanted it that bad. I think she was boozing so much that
she
forgot.
Put you in a scissor lock.
Yeah.
Come here. You're not going anywhere. A massive fire roared at Cody's original roadhouse here in Tampa early this morning. The chain restaurant location on West Hillsborough Avenue was fully engulfed in flames just after 5 a.m. According to Hillsborough County Fire Rescue, they were called there around 5:15 a.m. this morning. The first arriving units attempted an interior attack but faced harsh conditions, so they pivoted to a defensive attack. Live aerial shots we have on Bone TV, some of the shots there, show firefighters attacking the fire using elevated water streams. They've been said there's no injuries so far, according to the HCFR.
And none of those soft puns left either.
Oh, man.
That, I got to tell you, it's a little sad. That's me and Amanda. That's our Cody's.
Really?
Oh, is it?
We used to, when we were poor, we used to live together in the apartment up the block, and we used to go there for 2-for-1 for heating.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You guys have a Cody's, and you're not going to get her a Mother's Day card.
I didn't. She doesn't want. How many cards do you keep?
How many do I keep? Actually, we have like a bunch that need to be tossed out. I don't keep them, but listen, here's my thing. Here's me with my wife on anything. I go, you don't have to give me anything. First off,
me too.
First off, you're using my money. Yeah. Secondly, you know, I have everything I need, and if I don't have it, I get out of Amazon. Give me a card. I said, that's all I need. Yeah. Just give me a card so I know that you're thinking and doing it and stuff. That's all I want.
I have two cards. One that my wife wrote a lot inside I kept, and then one that my daughter gave me that said, on Father's Day, I used to live in your balls.
That's awesome.
Yeah, those are the ones that I have.
Well, are you, I know that she wrote you a poem that you won't read on air. Will you return the favor and write her a little something?
Oh, I would write her, I'd write her a poem a day.
Yeah?
She doesn't want that.
No, you don't think so? She wrote you a poem.
No. No, right. I'm telling you, if I wrote her a poem, she'd vomit.
Why would she write you a poem?
That's my question.
She's like telling you what she wants by doing it.
No, she knows what I want.
You do like the poems.
I like it from her.
But yeah.
Yeah, because she doesn't normally do that.
Okay.
That's also like every once in a while they throw the butt at you. You're like, what's this? And you're like, every once in a while you got to change it up. Do something that I know you want.
Okay.
But I don't necessarily want to give you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
life can be simple. Life can be hard. I still haven't stopped laughing since you fell in the yard.
Wait. I mean, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That was really good.
That's beautiful.
Oh, Zempic. Your boobs are flattening. Ozempic has already been linked to a host of...
I thought you were talking about me again. I'm like, I didn't do anything.
A host of bizarre bodily changes, including sagging skin and sunken-in cheeks. But now, women are reporting side effects dubbed Ozempic breasts.
Oh man.
I got those.
Which is when their boobs either shrink or balloon in size.
Oh, why do
so
we
you
balloon?
Don't know what you get. You don't know what you get. Doctors say the former...
I'd like the first one, please.
Yeah. Doctors say the former is to be expected because as someone loses weight, fat tissue is in the breast. That's what breasts are, fat tissue. So that diminishes, making them smaller in size. Another theory is that as people become skinnier, their breasts simply appear larger. Still, dozens of women have been left feeling disappointed or pleasantly surprised due to the phenomenon.
Now... I'm assuming that anybody that has rapid weight loss is on Ozempic.
Right? And that's so funny because Carmen says that all the time.
But there are people that have been heavy their whole lives or heavier, and now all of a sudden they just went boom. So I'm assuming, and I don't have a problem with it.
Right, which I feel bad for somebody who's working their ass off and dropped a bunch of weight, and everyone's like, Ozempic. And they're like, no, I've been working out. And they're like, okay, Ozempic.
Listen, I don't need anybody's approval for anything, so I don't care. But did you see Melissa McCarthy and Barbara Streisand?
Yeah.
Barbara Streisand was like... Melissa McCarthy was great. Is she on the Ozempic? Who are you to ask that question?
Is that unbelievable that she put that on a post? Like, how out of touch with reality are you, Barbara Streisand, that you would put that up there?
Melissa McCarthy was very, very heavy.
Yeah.
If she was on Ozempic and now she looks as good as she does, how do you have any other feeling for her other than good for her?
Yeah, who cares? Yeah. I don't really care, whatever, but I'm just saying I feel bad for people who are working out and doing this stuff, and people are like, whatever, Ozempic.
Yeah. It's like you're cheating. You don't get the credit for losing the weight.
Yeah.
Justin Stengel posted a picture of him yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that.
He looks like he lost 100 pounds.
Yeah, I thought he photoshopped that because he had Mauricio from whatchamacallit, not Vanderpump Rules, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
The guy, and I thought he just put his head on like somebody else. And I was like, oh, no, that's Justin.
He looks fantastic.
Yeah.
And I assume Ozempic.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know? But I just don't know why it's not working so well for me. I'm just saying.
What'd you make me think of? Oh, I posted a thing the other day where somebody put my belly fat, and it was the speech DiCaprio where he goes, I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving. So funny. I don't think this is a problem. A 51-year-old Catholic priest in Pennsylvania used a church's credit card to spend over $40,000 on upgrades to mobile games like Mario Kart Tour and Candy Crush. He admitted to having a mobile game addiction. $40,000, he's got a mobile game addiction. Okay, well, he's not banging kids. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, that's a good point, actually.
Listen, 40 grand. We don't have to pay hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars to these families because he's, you know, diddling kids and stuff. He's like, listen, I wanted to diddle a kid, but I got Mario Kart, so I just Mario Karted it out.
But is that where the bar is now? That, hey, right, if you're like, not diddling kids, at least.
Yes. As long as you're not touching kids, you're
that's
fine.
That's where it is. That's where, like, if he said that, though, he goes, hey, listen, you know what we're doing. You know,
like,
so every time I felt like that, I did a little Candy Crush. Sorry, I used the credit card and spent 40 grand.
I'd like to point out that I like to play Pokemon and it has nothing to do with kids.
Oh, level 42 over here.
Do you spend money on the Pokemon? You buy extra stuff?
Not very often.
No, you bought the cheat thing.
I don't even know what that is. But no, you... Like every once in a while, you run out of balls or something, but I mean,
you do
Pokeballs. But I mean, they give you free ones too.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's not like I wonder what my spending has been over the last 6 years.
Probably not much.
No,
Yeah, because yeah, when I was playing it, they didn't charge much for that stuff. I do know the that Mario Kart game. Some of that stuff can get expensive because I had a couple buddies that play. Yeah,
I play another game called Bricks and Balls, and it's just a bunch of balls that you spin around and they try to break the bricks. And it gets harder and harder as you go up levels. And I'm at a level now. The last level took me almost a year to beat without, because I refused to pay them for the, the things that make bricks explode and stuff. And it took me a year to beat it, so I know I could beat this one on my own. So that's my challenge. I'm not buying. I'm not spending any money on that.
Gio got me.
I'd rather molest the kids.
Old Squirtle over here.
Yeah. Turned me on to it's a Game Boy emulator. Yeah. So it turns your phone into an old school Game Boy. It's awesome. And it's free.
Super Mario Brothers, all the old Nintendo games.
Yeah. It's awesome. Yeah, it's awesome. So that's what I've been playing recently.
If I have hemorrhoids, it's because all the time I played Snake on the toilet. 100%. Snake. You remember Snake, Carmen?
Yeah.
I would play Snake every time I went to go take a deuce, and I would not quit until my snake stopped moving, and I was good.
Hours go by.
I had it on the old Nokia phone.
The Nokia Snake phone. Oh, my butt would go numb sitting on it. First time that happened, I thought I was going to die.
You get up and you fall over.
Well, I couldn't feel my, the front of my legs, and then I realized my whole butt was asleep.
And you want to be my latex salesman.
I am in and out. I'm not hanging out in there.
Oh, I hang. Yeah. I'm a hanger,
You don't want to hang out?
No.
Oh, my God. You of all people who like to eat in the closet. I thought, I like to hide out in there. I lock the door, turn the fan on so I can't hear the outside world.
I had my wife cracking up because the other morning I go, hey, I found a Cheez-It in the bathroom. And she started laughing. And I go, what is going on? And she goes, I was hungry and I didn't want to wake you up.
I went to the bathroom. To eat Cheez-Its?
Who's eating Cheez-Its? What are you doing?
There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, so weird.
If I was sleeping and my wife with Cheez-Its next to me, I wouldn't wake up.
Oh, yeah, neither would I. I don't know what she's doing. Wild.
She didn't want you to wake up to Cheez-Its in the bed. These crumbs all over.
She didn't
want
to share the Cheez-Its.
I don't even like Cheez-Its. I buy her Cheez-Its. Yeah.
You don't like Cheez-Its?
Oh, I mean, they're fine, but I'm not
eating them in the bathroom.
Yeah, waking up.
Here's how I feel about Cheez-Its. I can go my whole life without eating a Cheez-It.
Yeah?
The minute I eat a Cheez-It, I have to eat the whole box.
Yeah. Now, have you ever had the Cheez-It grooves or whatever?
Yes. I have kids, of course I have.
Yeah. My God. But also, those are addicting.
Let's just all admit, too many Cheez-Its. It's incredible. You got toasted, you got the big ones, you got the white cheddar, you got the original, you got the family pack.
The Tabasco ones.
Yeah, it's too many. Because I really don't eat Cheez-Its, but I buy them because my son and my wife like Cheez-Its. So I'll buy, and I'm like, just put like four of them in the basket. I'm like, I don't know, one of these.
The Oreo cookies are the same way. There's a million different Oreo cookies now.
Yeah. What?
I have to tell you, I'm into pickles right now.
Oh, how are your cucumbers?
Pickles. I got something coming up for you.
So they have to stay in there for 3 to 5 days, but I took a little bit. They're actually working. Yeah,
all right.
Krillo's.
Oh, I've seen those.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What fantastic. Are they local?
I see them at Publix.
Yeah, that's where we got them at Publix. Fantastic. Fantastic pickles.
A 40-year-old man in Turkey is suing his dentist after they pushed so hard while they were installing his implants that they drove it all the way into the guy's brain.
Oh, my God.
What?
Yeah. Is that too far? Are you feeling any pain?
I mean, how high? What are they thinking?
Too far. Too far. You've heard the saying, time is money.
Mm-hmm.
So how much is your time worth? What would you say per hour? What your time is worth.
It's interesting you said this. This is one of the most enlightening things I've ever heard on the radio. Is the great Bob Lasseter, Tampa radio legend, was, I must have been 22, 23, and he was on the radio talking about what your time is worth.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, if you go to McDonald's and buy a hamburger for $2.25, it's how many hours you have to work to be able to afford that hamburger.
Mm-hmm.
I never put it into perspective like that.
Oh, yeah.
So if I wanted to go right now and buy a McDonald's deal, too, I could pick up the change in my car and buy it. But somebody has to work an hour to get enough money to buy one of those hamburgers. And that's really depressing to think about.
What's more depressing is if you break down how long it takes you to burn off calories. So
God.
Calories from that burger, how long it takes you. You're like, well, I have to go how far? Yeah,
I have to climb what mountain?
I tell my kids that all the time. I go, do you know how long it took us to make the money for you to go do that?
Yeah.
All the time I break that down for them.
I don't.
Yeah, because think about somebody who's working a normal job, whatever, and getting like an hourly wage, whatever, for them to get Uber Eats. You're like, that's more than a day. That's like 2 or 3 days of work to get that Uber Eats meal that you just got delivered. You know what I mean? Because it's expensive.
My son needed something the other day. He goes, I need $200 for this, but half of it is going to get paid back to me from the other kids. They just don't have Venmo or whatever. And I was like, okay, so here's the $200. And then he calls me yesterday and he goes, I got the cash from the, I go, okay, cool. And he's like, do you want it?
Yeah.
Of course I want it.
And good question, though.
I go, I don't ask your mother if she wants it. She's the CFO of the family.
So what would you say? How much is your free time worth for an hour? What do you think you are worth?
$500 an hour.
$500 an hour.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
That sounds good.
You just say yeah?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Well, I'm relating it on if you are trying to hire me for an appearance at this radio station, you're most likely going to pay $500 an hour.
Mm-hmm. Well, the average answer in a new poll was $240 an hour.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Do you know what that works out to for a salary for the year? That's just over $499,000 per year. Yeah.
I'm good with that. I'll take that.
Yeah, sure. If you're doing that kind of,
Yeah. But that's the thing is not a lot of people are making $499,000 a year.
They're not?
Yeah. So
just kidding, Carmen.
Top 5%. But like, think about that. I'm sure there's a lot of people that overestimate and they're like, oh yeah, I'm worth this an hour, which, you know, hey, if you can get that, get it, whatever. But there's a lot of people that are not getting paid that because obviously that's $499,000.
So what do you do? And you're doing 40 hours a week times 52 weeks? I'm asking if that's the equation. Oh, look on the TV, the Rays are debuting their new uniform at the pier. Maybe I should go to the party at the pier and be like, hey, I didn't get one of those. I think you guys made a mistake.
Oh man, they're taking over my pier tonight. That's no
good. Oh, you should go there and enjoy it.
I don't want to go.
Yes, that's what that is. So that's 40 hours a week and working all 52 weeks.
40 hours a week times 52 weeks times. Oh, that's a lot of math.
So it's 400. So times what else are you timing? So that's what you would get per year if you were getting $240 per hour and you were working 40 hours a week and you were working all 52 weeks of the year.
But I was going to take my salary and divide it by that number to try and figure out what my hours are getting paid, what I'm getting paid now per hour.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, what's your salary?
No.
Almost at it.
I don't care. We're fine.
Almost at it.
Top 5.
I'm hourly.
Right.
Let's just say
$600 an hour.
Let's just say that you make $650,000 a year.
I don't know why you lowball me every time.
Okay. Wow. At least $650,000 a year divided by 52 equals, no, wait, that's not.
Yeah, right. See, I told you, it's a lot of math.
Yeah.
So you got to figure out how many hours it is.
If I made that much money, I would just hit cars in the parking lot and not care.
Tell everyone to calm down.
You got to do a month and then times it by 12.
So 40.
Oh, boy.
Carry the two.
Now you're messing me up. I'm not doing it. Well, there you go. Enjoy, everybody. In a new poll, 43% of people said they love to hear compliments about how good their place smells. So your house, whenever people come in, oh, it smells so nice in here and stuff. Mike, you have the thing in vent, which always smells good. Some even have a signature smell for their home, which I totally have because whenever I stayed at the Delano out in Las Vegas, in the lobby, it smelled so good. And I go, what is that scent? What do you have going on? And the lady told me, and I found it on Amazon, and I bought it. And we have those little the little diffusers, and you put the oil in there and stuff, and it smells like that. It smells so good. A lot of people say fresh flowers, strawberries, bananas, that kind of stuff. I don't know whether I want food.
No?
I don't like the fruity smells.
I like fruit smells, but I don't like soapy fruit smells. Does that make sense?
Mine is, I believe it's like a some sort of tea and like bamboo or something like that.
Man, that sounds nice.
Yeah,
nice.
I bought a bunch of candles that were men candles one time. They smelled like bourbon and cigars and leather or whatever. Fresh, I gave them all to Joe. I gave them to Joe. They smelled terrible.
No, they smell really good.
They smell like Whore Island should smell.
I do like some fruit vegetable stuff for candles.
Yeah.
I remember the place I used to work, the girl brought in a candle and it was something in melon. And I go, it was fantastic.
I mean, cucumber melon was cucumber melon was like our Bath and Body Work. Like that was our signature scent when we were like in middle school.
Yes. It's a great Gatorade flavor too.
Buff City has the best candles. If you ever get a chance to go to Buff City Soap, they have the best candles there, but their candles are limited. So like I bought one for the beach that smelled like beach, and I went to get it, and they were like, oh, no, that was last month's can. I'm like, what? Wow. That's the best smell ever.
If they make a Hooters chicken wing can.
Oh, my God.
That would be the worst.
Yeah. Yeah, but then you're just hungry all the time.
I would love my house to smell like that.
It would be,
God, dude.
I can only imagine that's what Bob Passport is wearing. Oh. Alone.
All you do, Hooters Gio, cologne. Is you get a dozen wings and then just go throughout your house and put them in the vents and just leave them up there and change it like every month.
Yeah.
When you pay your power bill, you just change the them out. Wings.
Right. Yeah. I haven't had a Hooters chicken wing in so long.
Oh, let's go today.
Oof.
How's the diet going?
Yeah, today.
Solid. I went to lunch yesterday, ate a salad, ate a big salad, came home and ate six pickles for dinner.
Interesting you say that. Today is national, well, this month is National Salad Month.
Yeah,
poll asked people for the strangest things they like to put in their salad. Anything you put in your salad that's a little bit weird? I can tell you right now that I ordered a salad and it had like dried cranberries or craisins or something in it. I'm like, Jesus Christ, with this stuff. And it had like goat cheese and I'm like, relax with all of it. It was delicious.
Oh, yeah. I love it a good goat cheese. I love pinoli nuts.
I love a little pine nut in there. Yeah, all that different stuff. So some of the things they said, strange things for salads, bananas.
Ew.
Oh, that's a fruit.
Yeah. But, if they're a little bit older, that probably would be nice. Like if they're Spanish.
Fruit, that's annoying. That's
peanut butter.
Yeah, peanut butter is good in salad.
No.
Not a lot.
Where?
Dressing.
Well,
like
you don't even...
Like I ate a Thai chicken salad from...
Yeah,
California Pizza Kitchen yesterday, and they make a peanut based dressing on there. That's pretty goddamn good.
So I'll tell you how I was doing it is I get the goat cheese crumbles, which if you just put that in a salad and stir the salad, it kind of melts into like a dressing. So you just do a little bit of peanut butter in that, and then you mix that up, and then it's
just
delicious.
Sounds gross, though.
I know it does, but it's
probably
really good.
Great.
Yeah, it's really good.
Peppermint, which you know, a mint is a
leafy green
thing, whatever. So okay, whatever, and then popcorn.
No.
I love popcorn.
Put popcorn in your salad.
In
you
salad?
Put it in your salad?
No, not my salad, but I just love popcorn.
Yeah, me too, but I don't know.
Spanish isn't right.
I think it's the new crouton.
Yeah. Oh, now you get some kettle corn. I would do kettle corn in my popcorn. It's nice.
Sweet.
Because it's crunchy and then the salad is soft.
Yeah, I'm very traditional.
Yeah.
I feel like you're eating salad. Yeah. You're going to be like a dog that gets like a napkin in its mouth. Too much. So we're talking about all the different weird flavors and all the different stuff. And you were talking about your pickles that you're trying to do. Clausen's pickle flavored wine spritzers are returning for summer after launching last year. They say that they're extremely popular.
Wow.
They're 6% alcohol and you can pre-order 8-packs online for $50. Would you like a pickle flavored wine spritzer?
I don't think so.
I bet you it wouldn't be bad though, depending on how much pickle's in it.
Yeah, you don't want too much pickle.
Are you doing shots of whiskey before you drink the spritzer? Because that'd be a nice.
Well, they do that with the pickle back and the thing, you know.
So what do they do? A shot of whiskey and then you drink pickle juice right afterwards?
Yeah. And if you're really going wild, you do it's whiskey and then orange juice tastes like pancakes. It's really good.
But like the pickle brine obviously takes a bite away from the whiskey. So you're doing whiskey shots and doing that.
It's good.
They used to have what was it? It was I think beer, cream de coco, and orange juice, and it's a Tootsie Roll.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or Dr. Pepper. Maybe it was a Dr. Pepper.
Somebody had one of those on the cruise.
These all sound so gross, but I bet they
do. But you put them together and it's wild how it works out. Today is National Brothers and Sisters Day.
We just had Sibling Day not too long ago.
Well, today is National Brothers and Sisters Day.
I'm going to pass on this one.
Okay.
Leave it up to my sister.
Yeah.
100% you'll post a picture of you and your brother and sister.
Aww.
Take that action.
Yeah, I feel like social media just makes these up.
Yeah,
it used to be Hallmark. Now it's social media.
Dan Schneider is suing Investigation Discovery for defamation over their docuseries Quiet on the Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV. He says the show falsely implied that he was abusing kids at Nickelodeon.
Okay.
It did falsely imply that he was abusing kids if he didn't abuse the
kids.
Right.
We'll see.
Because it did not say that he did.
Right.
It said that he was inappropriate with them, but it never said that he
lumped him in with Mr. Pickles and all
they
that kind of stuff.
They made him look terrible. Yeah. And all he did was kind of in the, and I'm not defending, I'm telling you what I learned from the show. He just befriended the kids and was nicer to some kids than others.
Yeah.
Didn't make it, do I want him, alone with my kids? No, but it didn't seem like he was molesting them. It seemed like
he was making them give them hidden massages stuff.
He said, Carmen, you got to know that 20 years ago, things were different. And that's not an excuse. but it's just a different culture. It was a different lifestyle. You can say to somebody, give me a massage. And not that it was okay to do that, but people were like, okay, or that. He wasn't taking kids in the other room and taking his clothes off. He wanted people to rub his neck and, you know, while he was sitting out there in front of the people. And the first thing he did was come out and say, that was wrong. I look back on it now and it was wrong. I shouldn't have done that. I didn't realize I was putting people in weird positions because I was in power. I'm not defending the guy. I'm just saying in that show, there was nothing that they showed to make him look like he was such a bad guy, like the pickles guy and the other guy.
Well, two things. One, like you said, it was a different time where even though that's still creepy, people weren't so hyper aware of it.
Right.
People weren't so like, yeah, that's a creep thing to do and everybody knows it and stuff. And also, like you said, he better make sure that he didn't do anything to those kids. If you're coming out and suing them, you better
dig into it.
Yeah, you better know that they're going to be on it and we got to find something.
The only one that they implied that he actually did anything with was Amanda Bynes.
Mm.
And who's believing her?
Yeah.
Who's believing her now? Yeah, you know? Yeah. Maybe that's the reason why she's so crazy. I don't know. I wasn't there. I'm just telling you from the documentary itself, they did not say that Dan Snyder did anything sexual, but they did lump him in with all those other people to make him look like he's the face of that documentary.
In boxing, one of the most exciting fights of this year, Ryan Garcia's win over Devin Haney is now in question.
What?
Garcia tested positive for a banned performance-enhancing drug in his test taken related to his majority decision over Haney. That's according to multiple reports. So he's saying it's not true. Other people are saying allegedly.
Don't they test before?
That's what
they do.
The day
and
before.
He was saying, why is it coming out now after my win and all this stuff? Whatever. Garcia reportedly tested positive for Osterine, which is voluntary anti-doping association test that he had taken ahead of the fight. Garcia now has 10 days to request that his B sample be tested. So Garcia's first test also screened positive for 19 norandrosone, I don't know, whatever that is, which is another banned substance, though that is unconfirmed.
Mm. What? Did you see the other boxing thing yesterday with Canelo?
No, him and
talking to Oscar?
Yeah. Oscar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
I got good. Why is Oscar mad at Canelo?
Because he was with Golden Boy and Golden Boy made him and all that stuff. And now he's not with Golden Boy. It's just more hype for the fight.
Yeah, I thought it was total hype for the fight.
Once De La Hoya had the tights on and the high heels, I can never take anything he says serious.
He'll still whoop ass, though.
Did you watch that documentary about him?
No.
Where he admits to all that stuff and how it came about and what happened?
No, what did he say? Because in my mind, he was a cross-dresser.
Yeah. He was.
Yeah.
He was with a girl, and the girl wanted to do weird stuff, and he was down to do weird stuff, and he was doing a bunch of drugs, and he was having weird sex and trying different things, whatever. And then he said that, you know, we got this expert that said that it was Photoshopped, and he's like, I know people are going to find out this is not Photoshopped. Yeah. But they're like, yeah, it's Photoshopped. And he's like, yeah, it's Photoshopped.
Yeah.
You know,
he's pretty honest in the video.
Yeah, and he was like, it was a time in my life, and I trusted the girl, and I didn't think it was. And it wasn't even the girl. It was her roommate that put the stuff out.
Now he bangs super hot Holly, what's her face? And
he bangs all kind of hot girls. I mean, he was the pretty boy of boxing for a long time.
I think that after a while, you bang so many people, you're like, I'm kind of bored. And
try some weird stuff.
Put on a dress and be like, all right.
Honey, hand me those heels.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was wild. I remember that came out. I was like, what?
Yeah, but I thought he was like dressing up for a party and they just took it out of context.
No, it wasn't honey, hand me those heels. It was she was like, I want you to wear heels.
Right.
And he was like, oh, okay, yeah, I'll do that for you.
And these fishnet tights.
Yeah, well, that's where it gets interesting because it's like you started at like the heels or the style. Like, where does it end? He's went full lady.
But if you ever get in an argument with him, how do you not bring that up?
You can't.
Put your heels on. Get out of here.
I saw a thing the other day that said, I think my boyfriend is cross-dressing. I found heels under his bed, and he told me he uses them to change the light bulbs. I don't know whether I believe that.
God.
Dwayne Eddy, a pioneering guitar hero who's reverberating electric sound on instrumentals such as Rebel Rouser, 40 Miles of Bad Road, and Cannonball, helped him put the twang in guitar and rock and roll and influence a bunch of different people. Eddy died of cancer Tuesday in Franklin, Tennessee. Yeah.
All right, Eddie.
Dwayne Eddy.
No points.
Dead. No points. Live Nation is doing their $25 ticket promo again. The offer will run through from the 8th to the 14th. It includes over 900 artists and 5,000 different concerts, so you can get $25
tickets.
Right? I believe so. But,
Listen, I'm not saying that's a bad deal. That's a great deal, but I'm just so spoiled. There's no way I could sit in the lawn.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people that like to go to lawn shows, to see whether it's Dave Matthews or whoever, and they get a bunch of people and they all just hang out there.
Question, because I know we've covered this before, is that you pay $25 and you get access to all of the shows?
No, per
show. It's $25 ticket per show.
Oh, okay.
So you can buy
it. Which is still $75 less than what a normal ticket would be. Yeah.
I thought it was just you buy them all up front and then you have access to all the shows.
I bet that's before the fees, though.
They did that before with country pass where you bought it and you got to go to all the country shows.
Okay, all right. Yeah, thank you for not making me feel crazy.
So we had talked about this guy before, Thomas Gabriel. He did a series of acoustic covers at Cash Cabin of his favorites of his grandpa, who is the Man in Black, Johnny Cash. Thomas is Johnny's eldest grandchild. He is 51 years old. Here he is. This is pretty good. He is doing a live cover of Folsom Prison Blues. Listen to how much this guy sounds like Johnny Cash. So it's Johnny Cash's oldest grandson doing live Johnny Cash. Sounds pretty good. Take a listen. Here we go.
I hear the train a-coming.
Oh, wow.
It's rolling round the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine. And I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. And time keeps dragging on.
But he's a big old muscle guy with a big spear.
But that train keeps a-rolling on down the sand.
He sounds just like
it. Yeah, that's pretty good.
When I
Dean Sapp there, Carmen. Yeah, that's pretty impressive. And that's live, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
I want to hear him sing Hurt by Nine Inch Nails. By Johnny Cash. Yeah. That was so good.
This is pretty crazy. For the first time in 20 years, the second round of the NBA playoffs will not feature LeBron James, Steph Curry, or Kevin Durant.
Oh, damn.
First time in 20 years.
I was watching some shorts yesterday, some reels.
Yeah.
And Jay Moore was on there with Jeannie Buss, and I saw where their seats are. Stephen A. Smith got up, and he went over and said hi to Jeannie, and it's basically right behind the broadcasters.
That's
where they broadcast from.
Yeah.
That's so
pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I'm going to a playoff game on Thursday.
You should.
Yeah, definitely should.
No way.
Aw.
No way.
Well, you won't because Lakers are not in it.
I'm saying like I wouldn't go anywhere.
No?
No,
what if
but
Jay
I
invited you.
Well, that's the thing. If I call him and go, hey, I'm in LA. What are you doing tonight? And I know there's a Lakers game. That's pretty. He's going to be like, hey, come to the
he
game.
He told
with me.
You to.
Yeah. And also, he meant it.
Also, I'm sure that even though the Lakers out of it, he can get you in somewhere else, because Jimmy Buzz can be like, hey, we need tickets for your.
Yeah.
Game.
Yeah.
He enjoys your company genuinely.
No, I know. I would say that I'd maybe go to dinner with him or something, but I'm not. I don't really have a lot of time. Thursday night's going to be the only night I don't have anything to do, but I got my family with me, so I'm not going to be like, I got to go. I got to hang out with Jay Moore.
I mean,
Jay Moore's. I like Jay, but I don't think that either one of us need to
hang out like
see
that.
Each other for one night.
Okay, all right, that's fair. I think you'd have fun.
I think he's fine with that too.
Yeah, maybe.
I just got a text that I got to find out something because this is pretty wild. Somebody just texted me something, and I'm asking him if it's okay to say this on air.
All right.
It has to do with Oscar De La Hoya and banging ladies, wearing lady stuff, and everything else. That's okay.
Somebody knows. Somebody.
That's I'm seeing whether I can say about it on air.
Well, like, give me a hint.
Huh?
It's somebody that knows Oscar.
No. It's somebody who had a situation like that. I guess.
Oh.
Let's see. Oh. Okay. So Josh, our singer.
No surprise.
Just text me. He said, sure. He said, I'll get out of ahead of this. When I bang that dude's wife on the cruise, I may or may not have worn her nightgown. Ha ha ha. Worth it.
Oh my God. I love you, Josh.
He's the best. He wore her nightgown.
Thank you for your honesty, brother.
Desperate times, desperate measures.
By the way, I'm imagining he's saying nightgown, but probably some sort of negligee.
Oh, man, I was hoping muumuu.
I doubt that it's like, you think nightgown, you think, long,
But anyway, interesting is that, like, if I'm about to do it, and then somebody's like, go put this nightgown on, and I go, no.
Really?
Or if the husband says it, hey, can you put your nightgown on while you bang my wife?
That's creepy. Yeah.
That's a weird. Yeah. I can't remember what they look like.
If she's super hot.
I didn't even know.
I knew that he did it. I just can't remember what you remember what they look like.
I do not.
You sure?
Always assume that Josh is banging people's wives.
right. Yeah, and also, you don't think Josh is one of those people who's very sexual in nature, so you don't think anything less of him. I don't.
That would have been a while ago for me. I don't remember
it. It was a while ago for him, too.
I don't remember.
Carmen, do you know anything specifically about Josh?
No.
He's got a hammer.
Oh,
yeah. Oh really?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I mean, yeah, he doesn't need a mic stand.
Yeah.
Let me just put it that way.
Oh, you can see it right through his lingerie.
It is wild. Oh. So much so, he sent us all a picture one time. He was like, hey, do you guys like my watch? And John Brennan goes, that can't be real. now we know John has a small ear.
Oh, my God.
That's your boss.
Yeah. But wow. All right. Well, thanks, Josh. Entertaining stuff.
Charlie Belcher's at this place called the Man Cave Warehouse, which I've passed 100 times, and I don't go inside because I feel like I would buy everything.
Yeah.
They have video games and pool tables. And
oh, is that over on Sheldon?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've gone past it a million times.
Don't go in. Yeah. Don't go in. You'll walk away.
Really? It looks pretty cool.
Pinball machines, and yeah, it looks great. But I've never actually seen the inside of it because I knew once I did, I'd just buy stuff.
I wonder if they can fix our Golden Tee machine.
That would be nice.
We got to find somebody that can fix the screen.
We have a Golden Tee machine.
No. Yeah.
No, Lightning.
Lightning.
Lightning struck, and it works.
I thought Hedman came over and hit it with a snare.
It works, but it's kind of faded. Like the lights kind of flickered, and then they don't flicker back.
Yeah, the screen kind of got fried, so you can't really see what's going on anymore.
I love that game. Maybe we just buy the new game.
Yeah, the new game is pretty sweet.
Let's go to Golden Tee.
Yeah, I played one at J-Wags, when we went to J-Wags. It was the 2023 version.
Right.
It was awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's like all 3D'd out and stuff. It was pretty sweet.
I guess we're going to Man Cave Warehouse.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if they have that. I went one time with Wells to this place that's in downtown Tampa. When he first bought his new house, he built a game room in his house right off the bar upstairs. And we walked in there. And at the time, I was making like okay money, but nothing great. And we walked in there and we walked past these video games. Well, it was like this one. And like 5 seconds, he bought 6 video games.
Damn.
Like, oh, man.
I would love that.
That's such a great thing. But he had all these great stand up arcade games.
Awesome.
It was pretty cool.
We were talking about people wearing ladies' clothes. George Santos, the ousted GOP congressman, hopped on Cameo. What?
I saw this. It's great.
Where he has an account and where he's hawking personalized messages for people dressed in a familiar getup that he used to rock back in his youth. Yeah, I'm sure he hasn't done it since his youth.
Yeah, yeah.
Named Katira Ravanche.
Ooh.
I don't know. It's his drag character name. We have some video and audio. Here is George Santos. I can't believe anybody ever voted for this guy. Take a look.
Hey, Club Condo. It's your favorite, Katara. After 18 years in the closet, George Santos pulled me back out. Whatever. Anyway, I hear you're a bunch of little freaks out there, and you love to dance all night long like it's nobody's business. You know what? You gotta elevate it. Gotta make it more risque. You gotta make it more fun. Where's the zhush? I have an advice for you. How about put some wigs on, get some boas, and go have real fun.
Boy,
let's see who whips your hair faster. You know, side to side, whatever. But y'all gotta stop being boring. Dave essentially thinks you're boring because he wants you all to be more risque.
he cracks me up.
Who would you vote for?
Oh,
Katara Santos or the Christy Gnome with Shadow Dog?
Ooh. Probably Katara.
Really?
Yeah, man.
I got to tell you, George Santos has shown nothing that he has any political skills or whatever. It's like he won by accident.
He did win by accident.
Yeah, and that's it. I don't care that he's wearing a dress. I would think that Katara would be great, but I don't believe that he has any.
Listen, Katara is going to give us back our abortion rights. Katara is going to make going out and having fun a main priority. Wearing a ba. And the other one is going to make shooting dogs, you know.
Cool again.
Which, by the way, the dog was 14 months old.
Yeah. Oh!
She knew that it would never be.
That's
insane.
Never mature.
Yeah. I'm going to go Katara on this one.
Yeah.
Excuse me, you guys. I have to jump in here.
Here we go, Bone Fam. The Bone Bonus. Sponsored by Farrah & Farrah, Tampa's accident attorneys. FarrahandFarrah.com. This hour's Bone Bonus keyword is
time.
This hour's keyword is time.
Time, you say?
Yes. Head to the 102.5 The Bone app now and enter time before 15 minutes past the top of the hour. And that $1,000 bone bonus could be yours. A lot of bone winners. A lot of bone winners.
Yeah.
Time.
Favorite song with time in it.
Time.
After time. Time.
No. No. Scorpions.
Time after time.
I would think that's one of them. Time after time. Mm-hmm. All right. Anybody else?
Green Day.
Hope you had the time of your life.
Jerry X has a song about time, and I can't get it out of my head. It's been stuck in my head for days.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's so good.
Yeah, she really is.
I'm thinking Still Loving You. Scorpions.
Still Loving You.
But he does. Time. I need time. I don't know what he's saying. He's German.
Yeah. Scorpions never did it for me.
Scorpions are so weird, too, because you think of scorpions and you think of kind of hair metal scorpions, but they were a band way earlier than that.
Yep.
And they were like kind of weird, like rock, jazz, fusion stuff. And yeah, totally changed to like fit the.
I remember
heavy
we
metal,
all
hard rock sound.
We all loved disco, not disco, but like hip hop and not even hip hop, just like that dance music, you know, like in the '80s. Yeah. And then one day Hector got in the car and he put on Scorpions. There's no one like you. We were like, oh my God, this crushes. Yeah, we loved it. No, because nobody would listen to that. That's rocker music. Yeah. But when he put that on, we were like, this is great.
If we're still talking about time songs, I really like the closing time song.
Closing time. That's a very 90s song.
It really is. Dizzy makes fun of me because he says I listen to that when I'm going to sleep.
Remember Dizzy?
I do. I
rest
Dizzy.
In peace.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. He's dead.
Oh, my God.
Out. All over.
Cage seat.
Okay.
It's all done.
Cage to heat.
Yeah,
cage women in cages.
That is it for news.
Oh my God, that's it.
That's it. 802.
Yeah, Dizzy's. No, he's Ryder and JP's guy now.
Oh no, no, he's still our guy.
No.
I'm sorry.
I called John the other day and said we shouldn't do the after show anymore.
Oh man, that's tough.
Maybe he could do a Ryder and JP pre-show.
All right. I get that. I see where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I did tell him you didn't want me to do the after show with him.
Done.
Why?
Do it from your own studio.
Yeah, it's over.
You didn't invite me to his birthday party.
Yeah.
Okay. I just figured you thought Spanish was terrible.
That too?
Yeah. Oh, what? Oh. What did I do to you?
Sorry.
I can honestly say that I have stayed consistent and never listened to the after show.
Thank you.
Ever. Not even when Carmen was doing it. I never listened to it.
Huh? It should just be the Dizzy show.
It basically is.
Had nothing to do with me then.
It's nothing to do with this
show. Take me out of it.
Clearly he does not like us. Nor is he a fan of this show.
I mean, he likes Spanish and me.
Yeah.
I wonder if Amanda's sad that our Cody's burnt down.
Aw, such memories.
2-for-1 fajitas.
Yeah, those are some great memories in those young times.
I do have a great memory from this. I had to do a thing on the news, the television news. It was a long story, but it was ABC National, and they came and shot in my living room. It was very depressing. And when they were done, I was like, I don't want to do anything. And Amanda came over and she was like, it is 2-for-1 for heat tonight. And I was like, all right, we can go.
Yeah,
that's the only good thing I remember. But that we went to that Cody's.
Do they still do the 2-for-1 fajitas?
I don't know.
I feel like that's a thing of the past.
I mean, this is before we were married. We're talking 25 years ago.
Yeah, ex-Biden.
Yeah, too many fajitas.
2-for-1 fajitas.
I love fajitas.
All right, let's take a break. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025 are the phone numbers if you'd like to be our friend. We'll take a quick break. Bobby Kelly is in town this weekend. He's at McCurdy's Comedy Theater in Sarasota. He'll be there for 2 shows tomorrow and 2 shows on Saturday. I will be there with him for most of those shows.
Wednesday nights, buy one, get one free fajitas.
Choose
from veggie, chicken, shrimp, or combo.
As long as you can find one that's not burnt down.
The only one I know of now is one in Tarpon Springs still there.
The OG?
Yeah.
It says, Bradenton, Port Charlotte, Crystal River, Spring Hill, Sebring, Tampa, Tarpon Springs.
Yeah.
Tarpon's all that's left.
Yeah.
The one by the station's done. The one on Hillsborough's done. Tarpon Springs is all you got unless you're going to go south.
US 19.
Rest in peace, Cody. Rest in peace, 2-for-1 fajitas.
Let's go. I'm in.
We'll take a quick break. It's the Mike Calta Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to
The Mike Calta Show. Now, a bone traffic update from the Farrah and Farrah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.